Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to an encore performance of We the People from April 11th of this year.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. The real episode is the last 4 minutes while we were trying to get ready to come on. Good grief. We're using Skype today, through no skill on our part, thanks to Robert and Ashley. It took a village, actually, to get our Skype thing together, but we've been meaning to do this, and I know we have a guy coming on Skype next week, so we thought we should probably get smart about it, and then Robert can put the video online, which will be fun. So, that being said, welcome to We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff. Thanks for having me on today, Aaron.
Sure, Bill.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about our sponsor?
Let me look up my list here. It looks like today we have Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Pape Machinery will get you anything you want in John Deere products. Give them a call at 226-9226 or go up and see them at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Like I say, they got it all. Parts, sales, service. Just give them a call. Or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
There you go.
There you are.
If you're coming from Reading and you're going down Twinview, there's a nice pile of trash there by the gigantic homeless
encampment. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Just keep going until you see the giant Pape sign. You'll know you've arrived.
There you go. Yeah, don't get distracted by all that stuff on the side of the road.
That's right.
It's all just fluff left over from the city of Reading. Hint, hint. Maybe they might want to go clean that up. So, what did I forget? Oh, I forgot that we have 10 years of archives. Kind of hard to forget that. You are welcome to go in there and listen. Everything is commercial free, although we do love advertisers, but we did cut them out of the mix for the archives.
For the archives.
Just for time's sake.
Sure.
So anyway, that's been taken care of for you. You can download the MP3 files and do whatever you like with them. A lot of the shows have been converted to video, so you have both. You have choices. For those of you who'd rather listen, do that. If you'd rather watch, do that. So without dilly-dallying further, I was having a little trouble getting my own computer up here. We have not had Mitchell on since January 26th last year. So it was right before, it was kind of in the process of what was going to become the great global meltdown.
Yes.
Little did we know we were going to learn a lot more about China than we ever thought we would want to know. And it was nice. We had a little head start, thanks to folks like Mitchell. So Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, easy for me to say, he's a veteran activist. So he's dedicated his life for the last 16 years, so I probably should update this, huh, Mitchell? It's probably 17 years since we haven't seen you for a year. To exposing the forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong spiritual movement in China. So just in case honestly, when we first brought this up, I wouldn't say you had to be living in the dark in order to not know about this. I mean, a lot of people hadn't heard about it. I do think that this is getting a lot more airtime. Anymore, when you say, like the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, people actually know what you're talking about, unlike a few years ago when we first brought this up. This is a big deal, and this is something I think is going to really become a topic as we head toward, like, the Olympics and that sort of thing. Hopefully, it becomes a big topic. Let's see, back to the bio here, with a resilient character, obviously, you have to be, and a determined mind, he's been working hard on the front line of a significant cause, which has been coined a new form of evil, really is. Mitchell's been traveling the world in a crucial attempt to raise awareness about the forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong in China, where hundreds of thousands of innocent practitioners have been rounded up, sent to over 800 state-mandated hospitals, their organs cut out of their bodies while they're alive, and the organs then sold for massive amounts of profit that went to their families. Oh, wait, no, the government. And the bodies were then burned in crematories to conceal the evidence. And we've also heard that sometimes they just get kind of sent back to the family in pieces. We've had some of our other guests tell us that. His intention is to get the word out about the forced organ harvesting in China across as many media outlets and channels as possible. And he calls to action kind-hearted human beings who will welcome the interesting discussion about the continuing crime on this pressing topic. So actually, if you know somebody out there who does a radio program, a podcast, something, you know, where they would be getting the word out, Mitchell's information is all on the website for today. It's at wethepeopleradio.us, and it's April 11th, 2021, so it'll be easy for you to find. Whew, there, we did it.
Covered it all.
So, what are you, afternoon, night, morning? What are you, Mitchell, over there?
Well, first of all, Aaron, Bo, it's a pleasure. It really is to be on your show. It's been such a long time since we reconnected.
Yeah,
and
it sure
so
has.
Great and so it's so important that we're connecting now. It's about 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm on the front lines about 100 miles away from the Chinese border, basically putting my money where my mouth is, you know? And
yeah, instead of hiding in your mother's basement in Ohio, you know, just talking about it, you're actually there.
It's crazy.
Kudos
to you.
Really
crazy, yeah. I'm outside the Red Devil's den. I'm in the mouth of the dragon. And I'm fighting tooth and nail to get out, or actually put him down. I don't know. You know.
So, well, the good part is, you know, honestly, I think the virus, oddly enough, you know, I think the virus helped you. It really
unbelievable.
It really awakened a lot of people to what's going on in China. So.
Absolutely. I mean, 5 years, 3 years ago, people didn't even know what the CCP is. Is that some kind of, team or, you know, some people were saying, well, is there an Major League Baseball team? I mean, no pun intended, you know, what's
no,
going on
true.
In Georgia. You know, but, yeah, it's a new form of evil. I mean, now people are getting to understand it because I think no one really pays attention when it's not happening around them, but now true. That it's in the backyard. And the CCP is basically, you know, knocking on the gates because basically the CCP virus came from China. It was hidden and covered up by the CCP and this new form of evil that you're just talking about too, Aaron, about the slaughtering of innocent people, prisoners of conscience, Uyghur Muslims, half Christians, Tibetans, and now the biggest group of people who have been slaughtered since at least 2001, the Falun Gong have just been sent to these state mandated hospitals run by the Chinese military and the highest ranking forms of officials, President Xi, or we can call it Dictator Xi, and, you know, sending these people to state mandated hospitals, state ordered, state sanctioned, kill to order genocide, where they're just taking hundreds of thousands of these innocent people, cutting their organs out of their bodies while alive. As you were saying, selling these organs for massive amounts of profit and creating and fueling a multi-billion-dollar business the likes we've never seen before, and when exposed will shock us as human beings that this is going on by a superpower that now has the second largest economy, the second largest military, and the largest population in the world, controlling the United Nations, the Communist Health Organization, which I call it, it's the World Health Organization, but the WHO, the CHO, the Communist Health Organization, the CCP, Joe Biden, is basically aligned as a CCP puppet in the White House now, and the Wicked Witch of the West, Kamala, you know, just it's unbelievable what is going on, but I'm grateful to be on your show to expose this.
Well,
even more so now.
It is kind of funny when you say that about the CCP, because back in 2018, when we very first started talking about China, they were all people who were Chinese. And so there were people who had come to live in the U.S. and wanted to get the word out about what was going on in China. Well, okay, so you have a little accent there to start with. And then they would say, like, CCP, like really loud. What? What did they say? It was so, it was such an unfamiliar term. And now you hear the CCP all the time. We always had to stop and say, that means Chinese Communist Party. And now you hear it on the mainstream media, and they just rattle that off, and nobody even blinks an eye. And I thought, wow, how far we've come in just a few short years. But I guess we have to take a really quick break. But when we come back, not to bury the lead on this, because we've talked about the forced organ harvesting with you before. I know we've had a couple other guests on. I really want you to maybe give people a little bit of a heads up on who's fueling this. you know, this isn't, they're not doing this for the benefit of Chinese citizens, which is kind of what you might be led to believe. So we should get into who's doing it and why, and kind of if you have any idea where the money's going. I'm assuming the CCP, but, you know, hate to assume. So we'll be right back with our guest, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, and he is over there hanging out on the edge of the border of China, giving us some insight. So you're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
You are listening to an encore performance of We the People from April 11th of this year.
Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Yeah, as usual, definitely guaranteed to blow your head apart. So, Mitchell, give people a little little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at, you know, this, I guess, process, if you will.
I'd love to, and maybe we can back up with a clip or two that I've sent over to you. I think that will give an incredible, vivid understanding of what is going on. But to really put it in a nutshell, the Chinese Communist Party is a reign of terror and has controlled brutally China for the last 60 years, ever since World War II, once the Japanese left China in rule. And then you had the globalist cabal with the Rockefellers backing Mao and basically created 40 under Mao Zedong and communism that was imported from Paris and the Marxists in Europe. Into China, under Mao, 40 million people were killed, and the amount of people that have been killed under the CCP, there's no other regime on the face of the earth that has killed more people, more than two world wars combined, 100 million people. They've decimated 5,000 years of Chinese culture. Like I said, they've that control in the United Nations. There's no other country that controls more than four specialized units, and they control this. They control the World Health Organization. They've been sending all their citizens, the Falun Gong particularly, who are just kind-hearted, innocent people who just want to go and practice their spiritual beliefs in public or in private, but they were targeted because of the slow-moving exercises embodied by the spiritual practice, very similar to Chinese yoga or Tai Chi. The philosophy is very universal in values in terms of truthfulness and compassion and tolerance. And the Chinese Communist Party investigated the metabolic process and the benefits that Falun Gong was giving to the people. One out of every 13 Chinese national citizens were practicing this, Aaron and Bill. And by 1998, 100 million people were practicing, estimates of the Chinese government. And the Chinese Communist Party in 1999, the military dictator of this evil monstrosity, grew very jealous and hateful that Falun Gong became the largest spiritual movement in China, outnumbering his Communist Party by 30 million people, standing in stark contrast to the vile nature of the CCP, the truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance philosophy of Christianity, Catholicism, Buddhism, Taoism, and any spiritual sect in China was labeled a cult, an evil terrorist group, and banned. And to fuel this multi-billion dollar business in organ harvesting and trafficking, the Chinese Communist Party targeted these people, started to send them to state-mandated hospitals and death camps and re-education centers, at least 250 right now in China, blowing up the hospital system, the re-education system called the Laogao system, and using the state-sanctioned genocide, normalizing it in society, to kill hundreds and thousands of innocent Falun Gong practitioners, cut their organs out of their bodies while alive, and then sell them for massive profits back to their own citizens, because China has between 40 to 50% of the world's largest liver cancer rates. So the biggest treatment is transplantation. So they would cut open all the bodies of the Falun Gong, sell their organs back to their own citizens to violate traditional values and laws that state that the body needs to be remained intact in Chinese divine law, that, you know, from life to death, the body needs to remain intact, violating that and just killing them in the process like lobsters out of a tank in a grotesque restaurant, and making a fortune off these organs. And I couldn't believe it when I heard about this. I mean, after David Kilgore and David Mattis, the lead investigators who I work closely with, came out and exposed and confirmed these allegations as true, it was unbelievable. But maybe you would like to play a clip or two to share about, yeah.
Which
I'm
one?
Not sure if you... I'm not sure if you like prefer audio or video, but it's up to you.
How about this? I have audio...
okay.
Here, so I can have Travis play any of them, and then if we have them in video, Robert can put those into the video later. So which
That's
one?
That's wonderful. Just anything that you prefer for your audience, whatever's better for the audience.
Okay, because they can't see us live right now. He's going to have to do the, you know, put the film together. So that'll be great. He'll be able to insert that. You want me to play the second one?
Let's do the audio. Yeah, with the second audio file. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Travis.
A rather upsetting issue. Allegations that have repeatedly been aired that China plays a part in harvesting organs, mainly of executed prisoners. The numbers run to thousands every year. Organs then get sold on for transplants. It's always been vehemently denied by the Chinese government. But here in Britain, representatives of a campaign called Forced Organ Harvesting have been looking at the issue, and they've got as far as presenting their latest findings to the British Parliament. Two representatives join us here in the studio. Welcome to David Kilgore, former member of the Canadian Parliament, and Ethan Gutman, author of several books on China, who've both been involved in the investigations, are here to tell us a little bit more. David Kilgore, if I could start with you, what are the latest findings of your investigation? What are you closing in on?
About 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners have been killed and their organs trafficked. There are other people too, convicted prisoners are killed, of course, but the thing that we're focusing on is the Falun Gong community. My colleague Ethan Gutman has done a lot of work on the Uyghur community. He'll probably want to say something about that, but yeah, there's no doubt. We have 52 kinds of evidence that this is happening. To give you the easiest example, the wife of a surgeon told us that her husband had removed the corneas from 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners in a two-year period. So, I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in anybody's mind. We've got two books on it. We've got all kinds of...
And these, just to clarify, these come after judicial executions?
No, there is no judicial involvement in virtually all of the Falun Gong. That's the thing that nobody understands.
Okay, right. So we better clarify this, because we often cover the fact that China, of course, has one of the highest rates of execution, judicial execution. It's their choice. That's what they do. And they're always there in the top three, along with Saudi Arabia and Iran. But this is something different.
Exactly. It's because a police signature is all you need to get sent to a forced labor camp. And then basically what happens is somebody from, it could be London, it could be Canada, goes over there for a liver. And there's a computer bank, and it says there's a match for you out in camp number 50. And somebody's dragged out of camp number 50 into an operating room. Their liver's taken out of them. It's flown to Shanghai, where you're probably waiting for your liver. And you come back to London with a new liver, and somebody has been killed like a lobster in a grotesque restaurant.
Hang on a minute. So you're not even saying, because, I mean, it's one issue, the judicial executions and the use of the cadaver, which I suppose in a certain legal sense is the property of the state once the state has killed the individual. But you're saying these are people being killed to order.
Precisely. And it's so, as you say, your horror shows how distressing it is. But yet it never gets mentioned that these are people who've been maybe giving out pamphlets asking them to stop killing Falun Gong, and they're guilty of nothing.
The allegation and our findings are shocking. I mean, to us, this is a form of evil we have yet to see in this planet. This is a new form of evil. I'm David Matus, and with me is David Kilgore. We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China, that the donors, the Falun Gong donors, are unwilling, then they have been executed in the process, either for the purpose of the transplants or after the transplants, and that their bodies are cremated. That was the allegation we were asked to investigate. David Kilgore is a former member of parliament and former cabinet minister for Asia Pacific, and I'm a Winnipeg lawyer doing immigration, refugee, and international human rights law in Winnipeg. We were asked to investigate this allegation by the coalition it's a coalition investigating allegations of persecution, coalition to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong in China, which is based in Washington, D.C. We were asked to do this a couple months ago, and we have now done our investigation, and we're producing this report. We were not paid. We were doing this as volunteers, and we're not associated officially with anyone. We're just acting independently from everyone and doing this investigation. We pursued every investigative trail we could find. In the report, you will see that there are 18 different avenues of proof and disproof we considered and evaluated. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true. We believe them to be true, that this harvesting is indeed happening. That conclusion comes not from any one of these different 18 categories of evidence that we looked at, but by assessing everything altogether. Altogether, they paint a whole picture. All the evidence we looked at either corroborated the allegations or, in some cases, where we were looking at possible disproof, did not disprove the allegations. We do know for a fact that the Falun Gong are depersonalized, dehumanized, and marginalized, repressed, persecuted, both in word and in deed, in the most vile ways possible. For this sort of allegation to be true in Canada would involve a very large step from where we are. But in China, it's not that big a step from where China has been.
Truly shocking.
Yeah, I just can't believe this is going on anywhere on this planet.
Yeah, and at this volume. I mean, if you did this five times and you lied about it, okay. It's not that big of a lie. But this is a lot of people over a long period of time. And how do they explain where these people are going? Or they just don't have to. They've got so many people, they just...
Well, when the persecution of Falun Gong started, it was the complete practice was banned literally on July 20th, 1999, by the communist military dictator in 1999, Jiang Zemin, and has continued to be banned. And this this multi-billion-dollar forced organ harvesting genocide has been continued and fueled under the dictator Xi right now as well, especially under the so-called coronavirus, where people have been dying left, right, and center like flies in China, and they have been ramping up the organ harvesting to fulfill rich Chinese donors or victims of this coronavirus with fresh lungs and fresh livers and fresh pancreases. And I actually go on the talk shows now, Aaron, and I would love to bring him on as well, Bill. Dr. Enver Totti, who first bared witness to a organ harvesting of a prisoner of conscience when he was an up-and-coming surgeon in 1995. Then he fled to London and is an Uber driver right now. And he would love to share his testimony. I was actually on Alex Jones the other day, and I'm going to go on Steve Bannon soon enough. And he would love to share his testimony. And when you listen carefully, folks, it's mind-boggling how the Communist Party... Look, this is not some kid in the bathtub. This is not some kind of just...
Yeah.
You wake up one morning, like I said, and your kidney's taken out. This is full-scale, large-scale, unprecedented slaughter, state-sanctioned, state-endorsed, and state-mandated at the highest levels, run by the Chinese military, the secret police, the hospital system... and the Gestapo-type agency that has been created or was created on June 10th, 1999, 1 month before the complete crackdown, just like the Nazis did with the Jews, complete banning of the spiritual movement called Falun Gong, as well as the Uyghur Muslims population, and targeted for eradication at all the highest levels of the government. So...
Let's take a really quick break, Mitchell, and we're going to come right back. There's so much more. I have like a million things I want to say, and I know that'll just make my engineer's head explode. And, of course, we don't want to do that because we don't know how to work anything in that room. So we'll be right back. Our guest is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. We are talking about forced organ harvesting in China. And in case this is a new idea for you, please go to the website at wethepeopleradio.us and click on the China tab. Lots of information there. We'll be right back.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in a Holiday Market shopping center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Grot. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
You are listening to an encore performance of We the People from April 11th of this year.
I don't want to do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't want
Yeah, and what we've learned on this in the past is that they're not even good at doing the organ harvesting. That I guess they, because when we first heard about this, Mitchell, my thought was, well, these guys must be incredible transplant. I mean, it's horrible and all that, but
really good at it with the number that they're performing.
Yeah, they must be amazing at doing organ transplants, and I guess they aren't. I guess their track record isn't even very good because they have, like, this unending supply, which is, I don't know, even more horrible.
Well, the CCP just turns their doctors into murderers. I mean, we've never seen this kind of evil. Even the Nazis didn't have this kind of sophisticated technology, as diabolical as they were. This is, like I said, this is a new form of genocide, because what they've been reducing are the waiting times. I mean, Bill, just recently, I mean, you could take to be on a waiting list for hearts and kidneys and lungs, 4 to 8 years for hearts, between 2 to 5 years for lungs and pancreases. And now they've reduced these waiting times, which is what's horrifying, to a matter of weeks. And now they're trying to do it to a matter of days and a matter of hours. And when you hear the testimonies from David Kilgore and David Mattis, as you just heard in the clips, and then Dr. Invitotti and Ethan Gutman, these are the main investigators that have formed the coalition to investigate and expose this. And I joined forces with them as early as 2010. The evidence is shocking. I mean, really, truly shocking. And what makes this even more diabolical is that we're dealing with a superpower, not just dealing with some kind of tadpole. This is a huge whale that has the capability of destroying America, trying to destroy America. I mean, they've dismantled our elections. They've rigged and stolen the elections. They have Joe Biden as the puppet now in America. They are not even by the gates. They're inside the gates, inside your door, your gardens, ladies and gentlemen. And that is why, like, what has this got to do with me? I'm a hardworking American. It's a million miles away. I haven't got time to worry about the CCP when I've got all this going on. But the CCP caused your lockdowns, have caused this dystopian 1984 Brave New World kind of agenda, where these radical leftists and these satanic pedophile elites aligned with the CCP are trying to destroy the constitutional values. They have created cancel culture, which is a rehearsal for mass murder. And now they're trying to roll out vaccine passports, which are disguised at the CCP social credit score, which is going to allow, which if you are against the Biden-backed regime of the CCP, and you say anything that is negative on Facebook, you're seeing this this banning of people online. You won't be able to be riding a bus shortly if you don't submit to their law. So it's that serious, folks. And we are here now, a CCP-controlled system which is trying to destroy outright our constitutional values, take away our guns, destroy the Second Amendment, and install a radical leftist Marxist political cancel culture ideology, which is called liberalism, and Reagan warned us about this. JFK tried to warn us about this, but he got killed. Trump tried to do everything he could with Mike Pompeo, God bless them, to stand up against the CCP, but now they drove Trump out, they stole the elections, they used the mini rig systems to steal this election, they installed a puppet, Joe Biden, at the helm. And the CCP is running the show, basically running America. So it has to do with every single person to rally against this complete terror that we're living under and about to see even more if these vaccine passports are installed. So that's why I just wanted to share how it relates to every American citizen as we speak right now, because as you can see, we're not far from it. A really bad system.
Mitchell, this couldn't go on if there wasn't a market for these organs. Do you know what countries are allowing their citizens to go to China and get these transplants, and which ones are recognizing this as an issue and
I mean, are there rules? Can they keep you from going there?
Well, I would think countries could do that, but I mean, that's the only way you're going to, you're not going to stop China from doing what they do, but you can shut down their market.
Yeah, how much of it is Chinese and how much of it is like?
Yeah. What's being done on that front? Do you know?
It's truly shocking and disappointing that only four countries, Israel, funnily enough, and they're passing the vaccines like crazy. But that's the Zionists, I'm sure, versus the Jewish Rabbinic Council and the Sanhedrin, which is a Jewish Rabbinic Council, and the Knesset. They passed the transplantation law of 2008, banning their Israeli citizens from going to China once they found out that this was going on.
Hmm.
Jacob Levy is a transplantation or medical association president in Tel Aviv, and he shared about banning organ tourism from China into Israel once
Let's not gloss that over. You called it organ tourism.
Yes, organ tourism,
oh
yes.
Oh, my God.
And only Israel, Taiwan, as courageous as they are, and the communist regime is about on the verge to invade Taiwan as they invaded into Hong Kong. Taiwan, Israel, Spain, and Italy. And I think Scotland's about to follow suit. But only four or five nations out of how many have stopped this, banned organ tourism. The U.S. and Canada, organ tourism has skyrocketed between 30% and 50% in the last 20 years, and even more so. Pakistan, South Korea, Cambodia, I know, are going rich foreign donors from different countries around the world who need organs. Medical associations, biotech firms, back to their own citizens are selling their organs. The Chinese Communist Party, the Falun Gong organs. And we actually have at least 17 investigative calls into the Chinese hospitals, talking to medical associations, talking to the medical doctors, presidents of these hospitals. Even the Minister of Health of the Chinese Communist Party has admitted this full-on-scale genocide. We were able to infiltrate him and got him on recording. Also, the China Tribunal that was headed by Sir Geoffrey Nice, who was the prosecuting attorney for Slobodan Milosevic, the Yugoslavian dictator who slaughtered millions of people, concluded unanimously that this is going on, that the world has to wake up to this and stop the Communist Party from killing hundreds and thousands of innocent people and reducing populations. By millions, just forcefully blood testing, turning people into robotic slaves. It's truly shocking. And this has been exported to America, folks. And this is why it's so important for us to wake up and stand up against this. And it's quite hard because the CCP has infiltrated into all levels of government, into multinational corporations, into banks and to social media and big tech, big pharma. There was a... I think you'll find this interesting, Bill. There was a very interesting database that was leaked by The Australian, the largest newspaper in Australia, showing and revealing that over 2 million CCP agents and spies have infiltrated into the UK, Australian, and American governments. They're in the Justice Department, especially under Biden, when he was asked at the town hall, well, you know, what do you think about this ethnic cleansing of the Uyghur Muslims, not to mention the Falun Gong with the Uyghur Muslims in China and by the CCP? You've talked to President Xi, President Biden. What have you guys got to say? And he blew it off as if it was a cultural norm. Like, oh, look, it's a cultural norm. We can't really do much about it. This is what the Chinese Communist Party is doing. Justin Trudeau admires the Chinese Communist Party, the great president or prime minister of, not president, but prime minister of Canada. These people are all aligned with the CCP. And that's why it's so hard to reveal this to the public. Only when Trump and Mike Pompeo were fighting against the CCP and put the death knell on the CCP with the trade wars and human trafficking laws and going off to pedophilia, but the globalist elite do not want that. That's why they found Trump such a threat. And Trump wanted to get back on the gold system, the gold standard, just like JFK. But, yeah, he's been driven out, and I hope he'll make his return. A lot of people are waiting for Trump to come back. But I tell you, this has been a plot all along to dismantle America, to install a communist-style system, globalist-backed, and, you know, take over America. America is the pickings, because if America falls, the world falls. My grandmother once said, when America sneezes, the world catches cold. Well, that's precisely what they want to dismantle. The republic, the constitutional republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and they want to take everything. And this is what's happening right now, a complete takeover by the CCP.
Just absolutely nuts. So anybody who, again, would like more information on this, this is not the only show we've done on China. We've been doing these programs since, I think it's like November of 2018. Please go to the website and click on the China tab. And also on the page for today, I've got all Mitchell's information. I've got a bunch of links that he's provided for more research. This is very well documented. So, you know, have to necessarily take our word for it, but please do take it as a warning shot, I guess, if nothing else. We've got to take a really quick break. We'll be right back with our guest, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Posada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460. Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
You are listening to an encore performance of We the People from April 11th of this year.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor,
sure Jackson Brown never thought he'd write the perfect song for a show on forced organ harvesting, but
yeah, icky. Mitchell, I got a thought. Obviously, these people that go over there to have these organ transplants have their own doctors at home. Is there any record of doctors going over with their patients to assist in this type of transplant activity?
No, just because there's enough doctors in China. This is a whole system, though. This is what makes it so horrific, is that this is a whole system, state-sanctioned and legal. And so what happens is that the Chinese Communist Party, before they took them down, had about 20 websites going to advertise these fresh organs, because the fresher the organs, that's the healthier they are, the more money they get. And that's why, while alive, forcefully taken out, removed out of their bodies. The victims are still alive while the blood is still flowing. That's why they give a little sedation. But no, I know that the Chinese Communist Party has aligned with the Vatican. They've aligned with the medical associations around the world. This is the UN, the World Health Organization. Matter of fact, the former Ministry of Health, the VP, his name is Wang Jiefu. He was a liver surgeon. He sits on the board of the World Health Organization, and he oversaw the forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong petitioners in China. And that's why sitting on the World Health Organization has refuted and denied the investigators the liberty to share about this what's going on. So with the infiltration of the CCP, it's very hard to get anything out. But any known doctors outside? No, because they have a huge team, and this is what Invitotti, the doctor who first exposed the organ harvesting, has shared, that they've been turning their doctors into murderers and using massive amounts of money. The secret police, the military, to run these operations solely by the CCP, aligned with government agencies around the world, obviously to make this happen, to make the distribution process much easier. But it's all done by the CCP and their doctors in order to cover it up and to conceal the facts and the evidence. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if you would like to play the second clip by Edward McMillan Scott, if we have time.
Yep, let's do it before we get to the top of the hour. So it'll be what, clip number three?
Wrote a report on EU-China relations in 1996-7 for the Foreign Affairs Committee and returned to Beijing in 2006, where I met ex-prisoners of conscience, Falun Gong practitioners, as well as made contact with a number of other dissidents and reformers. All the Chinese with whom I had contact were then imprisoned and, in some cases, like Gao Zhisheng, tortured. Gao Zhisheng is a Christian human rights lawyer, very, very well known in China, who investigated the persecution of Falun Gong and wrote reports about it. One of the people I met, Cao Dong, who had been in prison, told me the story about how his best friend had disappeared one evening from the cell in their prison, and the next time he saw him, it was his body in the prison hospital with holes where body parts had been extracted. The belief that I have, and I share with David Kilgour, that organ harvesting is widespread in China, and it is restricted almost exclusively to Falun Gong practitioners. The only prisoners in China who are routinely blood tested and blood pressure tested are Falun Gong practitioners. The organ transplant industry is in the hands of the military. The People's Liberation Army is responsible for the hospitals, the transportation of body parts, and the sale of them. It is therefore a governmental activity and constitutes genocide under Article 2 of the Genocide Convention. It is as serious as that. The Falun Gong are to the Chinese regime of today what the Jews were to the Nazis during the war. And we should all take note of this and look at China with new eyes. The European Parliament comes from a very diverse background, and as Peter has already said, even within this quite straightforward resolution, there are still problems, because the absolute deluge of propaganda from the regime in Beijing, vilifying Falun Gong as some sort of extremist cult, Now, I've met, as I said, hundreds of members of Falun Gong. It is not a sect. It is not a cult. There is no money involved. There is no brainwashing. All the normal characteristics of a cult simply don't exist. These are people who practice their spiritual exercises on their own, and yet, as I said, because between 70 and 100 million people in 1999 were practicing Falun Gong, this was seen by Jiang Zemin, then the leader of the Communist Party, as a threat to his own position. It wasn't, of course, but he saw the opportunity of creating an enemy within. Just as during the war, the Nazis singled out the Jews as a special characteristic and did what they did to the Jews. The same is happening today to Falun Gong in China. That is why it is genocide. That's why I say it's so serious. More than two-thirds of the prisoners in China in re-education through labor or forced labor camps are Falun Gong practitioners. That is a huge number of people. Now, at the end of the Kilgometis report, you will see a list of more than 3,000 Falun Gong practitioners who have died under torture. To the regime, those are wasted people, but nevertheless, they have died under torture in the prison camps. I've met hundreds of Falun Gong who have been through this terrible process of escalating torture. I believe that we should, in Europe, now set up something like happened in West Germany during the Cold War at Salzgitter, where an impunity index was maintained of confidential denunciations from East Germany under communist rule against torture and maltreatment. And after reunification, a number of prosecutions followed of those people. And what we need in the world today is an impunity index maintained at an international level, in my view, by the EU in conjunction with the International Criminal Court, so that people in China or other countries where there's repression may make confidential denunciations, and having talked to ex-prisoners, they tell me that the one thing that gave them some hope was that one day the torturers would be brought to account. Now, in the report of David Kilgour and David Matus, those 3,000 Falun Gong practitioners who've died, in those cases, it has been established where they were arrested, where they were imprisoned, who did the torture. That is listed, and that's a fundamental point. And we should never, ever give up on the idea that one day justice will be done. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Interesting, Mitchell, I actually have had experience with people being told that Falun Gong is a cult and that they're bad and all that stuff. I have a family member who spent some time over there, and that was the basically part of the, hi, welcome to China. By the way, the Falun Gong, they're really bad, and you don't have anything to do with them, and don't believe anything they say because they're liars. And pretty interesting.
Absolutely. It's the same kind of demonization that Trump supporters are having, basically, being told they're white supremacists, that they're Nazi scum, get off our street. I mean, you had this whole Black Lives Matter and radical Antifa created and funded by the Chinese Communist Party, basically, funded massive amounts of money, and the outright cancel culture movement that has come to America is, like I said, a rehearsal for mass murder. And this is what you have been seeing. This is slowly forming and has been slowly, subtly forming since the 60s with the infiltration of communism into the West. They couldn't do it completely overnight like the Nazis did in Nazi Germany or the communists, Red Guard, did in China after World War II. Because they knew the Americans wouldn't stand for it, especially because over 100 million people have guns. The Second Amendment controls the rest, right? Not controls, protects the rest. Mm-hmm. The Second Amendment is the most important amendment in the entire world in America.
And that is what makes demonized currently. I'm sorry,
yes.
But we're going to get cut off by the news. So, we're going to come back with you. You have 5 minutes to loiter. And we'll be right back. Our guest is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. We're going to come right back with him for the second hour. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advance Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advance Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advance Automotive.
Dispute the president's lower job approval ratings, but she argues it has less to do with Joe Biden himself.
We're still going through a hard time in this country, and people are tired of fighting a pandemic.
Polls show Americans give the president low marks for his handling of the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan and for rising prices of gasoline, food, and other products. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Two youngsters are dead when a driver lost control during a Texas drag racing event, slammed into a crowd of spectators. Two little boys, ages 6 and 8, were killed. Also at townhall.com, just where are all of the workers in this country?
Earlier this year, an insistent cry arose from business leaders and some governors to cut off a $300 a week federal supplement for the unemployed. The argument was they would come off the sidelines and take the millions of jobs employers were desperate to fill. Yet 3 months after half the states began ending that federal payment, there's been no significant influx of job seekers. In states that cut off the $300 check, workforce, the number of people who either have a job or are looking for one, has risen no more than it has in the states that maintain the payment. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Very powerful storm coming out of the Pacific, now hitting Northern California, flooding highways, toppling trees, and causing mudslides in areas that were just recently burned bare by wildfires. Forecasters are predicting record-breaking rainfall, and already some heavy flooding reported across parts of San Francisco. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Discussions on the federal funding of abortion hidden in the Democrats' huge spending bill.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy held a conversation on how Democrats are moving to break nearly 50 years of bipartisan congressional agreement on the Hyde Amendment, an important provision that prevents taxpayer dollars from funding abortions. He said President Biden used to support it.
He told one of his constituents in 1994, the government should not tell those with strong convictions against abortion, such as you and I, that we must pay for them.
But today, President Biden and congressional Democrats are leading an assault against the right to life and individuals' religious liberties. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
It's that time of year, the World Series, set to get underway Tuesday night in Houston, as the American League champs, the Astros, will be facing the senior circuit's Atlanta Braves, games 3, 4, and 5 in Atlanta. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Americans are on the move.
In its recently released findings from their Finding Home survey, which looked at the moving patterns of Americans from July 2019 through July 2021, the moving company Mayflower found that Idaho secured the top slot for inbound moves by state. Rounding out the top three were South Carolina, then Oregon, followed by Tennessee and Florida in fourth and fifth place. From the data, Mayflower also gleaned on moving trends that for several years now, they've been seeing broad migration to the south and west regions. Patrick Frost reporting.
Jay Black, the front man of the 1960s rock and roll group Jay and the Americans, has died after suffering from dementia for a number of years. He had recently battled pneumonia. Black led the group with a number of hit records, including Cara Mia and This Magic Moment. Jay Black was 82. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to an encore performance of We the People from April 11th of this year.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. Go up and see them. They've got mowers, tractors, attachments. Inventories are starting to run down a little bit, but get up there and get them while they're hot. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, or you can give them a call at 226-9226, or catch them on the web.
Pape Machinery, that's P-A-P-E.
.com. There you go.
I was like, are you doing to me what I do to you? Is that why you're looking at me like that?
Yeah, I was trying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was trying to leave you alone so that I didn't get you jammed up.
Yeah.
Although I do love doing that because it's so much fun. So we have Mitchell Nicholas Gerber with us for the second hour, and I'm not going to go through any long stuff here at the beginning because there's a lot to cover. You'd think it'd be kind of a short topic. It's bad. I mean, once you figure out what it's about, it seems like that would be all. But this is and it's much more, Mitchell, I guess the thing that people really ought to figure out between the last show we did with you just a year ago, too, it was January in 2020, and this year, how much this affects the rest of the world. Because at the time you came on, this was kind of a Chinese problem. This was a China problem and the Falun Gong in China. And now you look at the vaccine passport idea, the surveillance, all of this stuff that's happened now, and the techniques and the things that have allowed this to happen in China have come to a city near you.
They've all been refined in China, and now here they are.
And I know we have people who listen all around the world, and those folks are probably much less clueless than Americans, but I think everybody ought to really take a hard look at how this could be, anything like this could be happening, and how are you contributing to it? Chinese goods and services contributes to it. Olympics in China contributes to it. All these things, not speaking out, not being educated about it, obviously allows this to happen.
No, absolutely. The problem I see of being on the front lines for at least 21 years, I started when I was 21, I was studying international business. I'm an American citizen. I was born in South Africa because my family left, had to flee Nazi-occupied Hungary. They got out of Hungary, what was left of my family, because I come from a Jewish family. And I was born in South Africa, and then I was privileged to moved to America in 1995 and lived 25 years of my life in America. I become the first an American citizen in my family. And what I always have loved and cherished about the U.S. is the freedom of speaking your mind, expressing your Jew grievances, owning a weapon that you can defend your family, your communities against evildoers, terrorists, foreign, domestic. And now that it's all been shut down, I mean, by this really tyrannical, demonic, pedophile, illegitimate puppet that is the CCP. Joe Biden is the CCP. Kamala Harris is the CCP. And just look at the mandates. Look what they're trying to do. Look what they're doing. They're dismantling everything that America stands for. Freedoms, liberty, justice, the right to bear arms, the right to pray. Where do you think cancel culture comes from, ladies and gentlemen? Where do you think this Marxist radical ideology comes from? Look at what Black Lives Matter is doing, how they're terrorizing American citizens. So it's not only the Falun Gong, it's not only China now, it is an American problem, and it's at your doorstep. Look at the CCP virus, which is man-made. Now the reports are coming, allegedly, because people still cannot believe it. And I say to them, well, you know, if 100 million people have been confirmed to be wiped out by the CCP, what's another 20 million? What gives you the thought that it won't happen, that it can't happen? Vaccine passports, shutting down of your schools and lockdowning of your businesses and banning you from speaking the truth on social media. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know about the suspension of many conservative Christian patriots. I don't know if you're suspended, Bill. I'm not sure about you, Aaron, but I'm sure you're on the verge of being suspended.
Oh, yeah, they just haven't got to us yet.
For too much fun.
They haven't got to you, exactly. Exactly, but I wouldn't be surprised if they cyber attack you after this. But the CCP launches a cyber warfare on your.
That has happened.
It's interesting. The only time that we've had and not technical problems with the website actually, but my work phone became so screwed up that they actually had to replace it, and that was twice after shows we did on China. And I don't use my work phone for anything other than email for work.
Yeah, they got her.
It's absolutely. And I had to sit down with the FBI because I was receiving death threats since 2005. And I'm like literally on the front lines in Vietnam. Anytime I could be sent to a gulag, I could be tortured. But thank God I'm an American citizen. But nowadays, because you have such a diabolical presence in the White House, compromising even the Supreme Court of the land, thank God for Justice Clarence Thomas. You can say what you want to say about the Supreme Court, but I think he's the only justice who's standing up against this radical leftism, which is Marxism, which is communism and socialism under Bernie and Clinton and Obama. And so I got to give it to them. They did a tremendous job of pulling the wool over people's eyes, and getting the liberal university students and the Jolter generation to accept the democratic socialism. And then you've got congressmen like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is just an absolute nut job, and you've got Cuomo, and you've got Fredo Cuomo on CNN, which is the Communist National Network, and NBC, and the toilet paper of record, which is the New York Times, and where the confirmed bill evidence is coming out that there's CCP loyalists and secret agents working in the New York Times and CNN and other liberal, even Fox. But look, that's why you had Newsmax and OAN and your lovely channel and radio, which is going to probably become the life force of American patriot radio, because you are the last of a dying breed. You are the resistance. That's why, say what you want to say about Alex Jones, but they are heroes. Owen Schroyer, I mean, Candace Owens, I mean, these people, Louder and Crowder, Steve Bannon. You guys are it. You are the last line of defense before this communist takeover destroys America, and we are plunged into complete civil war and being controlled by a social credit score disguised as vaccine passports. So this is where we are, folks. Welcome to the Matrix.
It's interesting, too, that, well, okay, on a side note, my sister says I'm a name caller. So I'm going to take that last 2 minutes of the show there that you just did, and I'm going to send it to her, and I'm going to say, no, he's the master. He's a name caller. You just listed everybody.
I kind of ruffle feathers.
My sister thinks I think I'm the only one who does that. So I just, you know, just want her to know I've got friends out there in the big world. I look at some of this stuff with media and all that, and the one thing we've learned from the Chinese dissidents that we have spoken with is that when they came to this country, there was this like great awakening that they had because they were raised as communists. The one gal that kind of started this whole thing for us, her parents raised her as a communist because her grandparents were killed in the Cultural Revolution and had all their wealth stolen and the family was turned upside down. So what they did was they just buried the history and didn't tell her about any of that. They didn't want her asking any nosy questions or being a little, you know, freedom worshiper, they wanted her to be safe. And so by making her safe, they made her a member of the Communist Party. When she came to this country, she said it took her almost 10 years before she looked up online in her own house, before she was not afraid to go on the computer, look online, and look up Tiananmen Square. Because she was told the students tried to kill the military, and that's what happened, but hardly anyone died. And when she found out the truth, it was like, oh my gosh, like my whole life has been a lie. And that can only happen if you, I mean, I look at what's happening now, and that story is playing out. You take history, you rewrite it, you bury the stuff that you don't like, if you're the bad guys, you know, the things that sort of are inconvenient for you, you bury that, you tell them what you want them to hear, and you get a bunch of people who will march in step with you. Darn it, we have to take another break. Shoot. But I found a good surveillance song for you, so at least we have that to cling to. We can at least mock them as we are wont to do. We'll be right back with our guest, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, and you're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
You are listening to an encore performance of We the People from April 11th of this year.
Oh, they're watching all right.
No. They're all
they're
shows
experts.
We, they're all songs we used to joke about. Now they're all real.
Well, it's true. They've perfected the facial recognition.
Yep.
The public surveillance.
All that.
All of that is here now, and it's just getting more and more prevalent.
Hey, Mitchell, how hard is it to move around over there being outspoken? A public critic of the Chinese Communist Party. I'm I'm pretty sure that you're on a special list somewhere, maybe a lot of special lists.
Yeah, because I would imagine
Vietnam
is still pretty heavily influenced by China, isn't it?
It is, but the Vietnamese and the Chinese have been fighting for centuries, and the Vietnamese do not like the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, the Vietnamese saved the Cambodians from the CCP and Pol Pot. But yeah, Bill, they are still a police state. You are still controlled, not as heavily as China, though. But I am blacklisted from China. As I said, in 2005, I received death threats from the Chinese Communist Party. I've had spies after me. I've been involved in assassination attempts. I've gone on child trafficking rings in Vietnam to expose these child trafficking rings. And I'm shocked the amount of human trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking. That's a whole other story in itself, but they're also trafficking, the CCP is trafficking the organs of children as well. It's shocking, but yeah, I put my life on the line because, you know, Aaron, to fail to support the good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. And
yep.
What is a man who cannot make the world a better place? So yeah, they're watching me, but, I'm sending them, I gotta send them child come straight to hell.
Yeah, good for you.
With a little twang. I got to do it with a little twang.
I like that. Straight to hell.
Straight to hell.
Well,
I'll come back now. You hear? I'm going to just send him straight to hell.
Well played.
Oh, I miss the States. I miss the States.
So, yeah, nobody gets the jokes over there, I'm sure. Do you have to, seriously, do you have to wear a disguise and stuff? Or do you just march around?
I just march around.
Yeah. Wow.
Tooting my horn like a big, loud-mouth American. And that's how it should be. And that's how it should go back to you. When an American, I remember the time I moved to Atlanta in 95 with my family, just about 1 year before the Olympics. And I remember how we Americans were just adored. They were loved, and everyone. That's why everyone comes to America. And now Americans are scared to speak their mind, and are actually embarrassed of being Americans. And I say to them when I meet them around the world, I say, please, for the love of God, do not be embarrassed to be an American. If it wasn't for the Americans, we would be plunged into Nazism and communism. But unfortunately, they have got away with what they've got away with because Americans have got great big hearts and amazing hearts, and that's why everyone loves America and loves the freedoms and takes advantage of the American way of life. But I've yet to see the appreciation of the American diplomacy, the American republic, the American flag, and to blame America for racism. I mean, it's a complete disrespect because law-abiding Americans and honest, good, Americans are good people. Whether you're white, black, green, or silver, and this is what communism has also done, is that they have used this racism and this genderism and this whatever you want to call it, liberalism, to incite hatred and divide and conquer. And to tag at the heartstrings of American citizens, literally control them. So we have to snap out of this. And I'm sure a lot of Americans, at least 80 to 90 million Americans, that have and are firmly believing in the Second Amendment, will rally behind the American Constitution eventually, because we cannot go on like this. I don't know how much more, because once they roll out the vaccine passports and they sign them into law, that is it, folks. Then you are bagged and tagged like a communist-style slave, where you speak out against the government, you won't be able to ride a bus, let alone go to a movie theater. You'll be visited by the police, like they are, without wearing a mask, and just arrested off the street. Oh, we've heard about this, we've heard about that. It's unbelievable. And that's why you were talking about your cell phone. Yep, Apple sold the iPhone codes to Communist China, so they are watching and listening to every conversation you have. Google, Facebook, Twitter are all aligned with the CCP. Google is actually rolling out the social credit score at the behest of the CCP and Joe Biden through the vaccine passports. This is what this whole thing is about, this COVID hoax. This virus is a bioweapon made in the Wuhan lab colluded with Bill Gates and the World Health Organization and George Soros and Rockefeller, and you name it, to dismantle the constitutional values of the free world, the normal societies, and plunge everything into communist style control. And we're living it right now. So,
What would you say to somebody who would tell you, well, I mean, I'm not really worried if they're, I mean, if they're listening to my stuff, I don't like it, but I don't say anything that's bad. So, you know, I'm not really worried about it. You hear that from a lot of people. And that's a big excuse for kind of not pushing back, which is alarming. But, your thoughts on that?
I would say to them, just for the very thought, or just for the very, tapping in to listening to your show, you are complicit, basically, in standing against this communist takeover. So they will literally, I mean, the internet is controlled by the CCP. We have artificial intelligence, cyber warfare, bio warfare that is now, you know, completely in the limelight. The CCP has invaded and declared war on America with the cyber warfare. So there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run.
No.
They are targeting you.
Well,
and they're demonizing you.
It wasn't that long ago when you traveled around Europe, you had to carry your papers with you. If you went from country to country, you had to have, especially like East Germany and, you know, before the wall went down, you had to carry your papers to travel. And I can't believe that people in this country are going to allow a vaccine, well, they call it a vaccine passport. It is basically your papers.
Because experimental government injection is too long.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
But the fact that you're going to have this passport to travel, I mean, that's a fundamental right we have as Americans, is to get in our car and drive anywhere in this country we want to go. And if they allow this passport to take hold, it's going to have a lot more information on it than just the fact that you've been vaccinated. It's going to have everything about you on that, and you're going to have no control over it. I mean, we definitely have to fight against that.
Interestingly enough, and I don't have the bill number because it just went in Thursday or Friday, but Congressman Doug LaMalfa here in the 1st District of California put in a bill to stop the vaccine passport and make that unlawful to use as a form of anything for travel, moving around the country, getting a job, entering a stadium. I forget the list, but it's a long one. So basically it was an anti-vaccine passport bill. So that will be floating around out there for people who would I'll post it. I need to get the number if it's been assigned, and I'll add it to the website for today. But that is a biggie.
Oh,
and for people like me, I'm screwed. I mean, I have 30% lung capacity, so I can't wear a mask. If I'm going to asphyxiate, I can do that all by myself. So for a year, I've had to play this game with this mask thing where I can never go in anywhere, although I did find one that basically looks like this. I mean, it's just totally see-through, and you can breathe through it real nice. Probably wouldn't get me on a plane, but I found a way around that a little bit. But I can't get the shot either because I have anaphylaxis. So if we have to have a vaccine passport,
I'm
like locked out of the whole world.
You have to stay home. Just stay home.
I have a vested interest in no vaccine passport for more than just spying.
I'll bring you food like a little bird, and then you can just stay home, and I'll feed and water you. You'll be all right.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. These people are totally mental,
it
has anything to do with the virus. So what are you hearing about the vaccine passport thing over there? Do they already have stuff like that?
The United Nations actually stuck their nose into this country.
Perfect.
Before. They are implementing forced vaccinations, and it's just insane. I've never been so concerned in all my life. You know, I can deal with the radical left, and I can deal with the cancel culture, and I can deal with the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa running rampant on the streets. And I can't wait to hear the verdict on the George Floyd case. I mean, that's going to be, with this new evidence, Because if he's not convicted, there's going to be rampage like you cannot believe.
Oh,
and I think
they're
setting up for that.
Well, I think, unfortunately, he will be convicted. And whether he's guilty or not, they will convict him to just stop that from happening, because it will happen.
Correct.
So
correct.
It's a sad day in America when that is a factor in somebody's guilt or innocence.
Well, when you can't get a fair trial because everybody knows that a not guilty verdict means that the country burns down.
So if you support the CCP, if you support Trump, if you support the Constitution, you are a white supremacist Nazi. Fascists, and you need to be locked out, demonized, banned like Dr. Seuss and Dr. Potato Head, and all become inclusive. And if I can add to that point, inclusivity—the very inclusivity thing that these people are pushing in the identity politics—is also Marxism disguised as communism. So all these things are a way to dismantle the constitutional laws, the traditional values of the United States. I mean, the founding fathers are rolling all over in their graves. But I have a feeling, Aaron and Bill, that the patriots have had enough. And you have 90 million strong. I mean, you saw the rallies. I mean, you saw the you can say what you want to say about Trump, but he ain't no racist. He's horrible man. But unfortunately, the one thing I'm really concerned about Trump is he's been grossly misinformed by that little death scientist eugenist rat, Anthony Fauci, who actually funded the Wuhan lab with $4 million. And unfortunately, the deep state is so dug in. I mean, for years and years and years, going back to the Council of Foreign Relations, I mean, the Bilderberg, I mean, you have, you know, the senators, the neocons, I mean, all in bed. And so we're draining the swamp, as Trump said.
It's funny. He let the water out of the tub real slow. He needed to pull it and get a good swirl going on the drain.
He needed to pull it. Yeah. Aaron. Yes, he did.
He didn't
and
do
even
it.
Mike Pence, the traitor Mike Pence, I mean, betrayed the very constitution he sought to protect for his own selfish greed. It's almost like Judas selling out Jesus for a piece of gold. This is how serious it got.
Yeah, although at the end of the day, I don't want the vice president to have the ability to overturn an election because
correct.
We just look at who's sitting in the seat right now. But hey, on an up note, headed into the break, I did learn last week listening to progressive radio, as I do when
I know what you're going to say.
When I'm driving, for all those of you out there that think that
you're in love with your guns.
If you're in love with your guns and you're forced to pick another gender, they made one up for us. They're now calling us ammosexual. That's what we are.
Yes.
We're called ammosexuals, and it's like, well, I was a good thing I was sitting still, like there was a crash on the highway, so I was just sitting there. Otherwise, I probably would have been the crash on the highway. Like, what? That's a new one for you. So in case you need to pick another team, there's one for you, actually, that you might like. On that bizarre and ugly note, we'll be right back with our guest, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You are listening to an encore performance of We the People from April 11th of this year.
A face that we hide away forever, and we take them out and show ourselves when everyone has gone. Some are satin, some are steel, some are silk and some are leather. They're the faces of a stranger, but we love to try them on.
So Mitchell, what have we not tapped on this topic? I know we have one clip left that we haven't played.
How about we go ahead and play that? Miss World Anastasia Lynn, the two-time Miss World beauty queen who won the title in Canada. She shared her testimony at the UN, I believe it was, or the European Parliament, and it's a great testimony. I think it's a little long. We don't have to play the whole clip, but I try to share from her perspective because she practices Falun Gong, and she was a huge advocate in exposing this crime because she tried to go and participate in China, and they denied her entry. So I think it's a great testimony that she can share. I think it's a bit long, but
Since we can see you, give me the high sign when we should cut it, since you know the clip better than we do.
Great, sounds good.
For today, many of you probably heard about the horrific organ transplant abuse in China, including reports that Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience are killed to supply the lucrative trade in human body parts. I first learned about these allegations nearly a decade ago when David Matus and David Kilgore and also the Miss World Canada 2003, Nazanin F. Xinjiang, were speaking about it in Vancouver. But it took me a long time to nearly confront the gravity of this crime, to consider deeply what it means that tens of thousands or perhaps hundreds of thousands of innocent people are being killed for their organs. The first time I was made to grapple seriously with this issue was when I starred in a film called The Bleeding Edge, which is based on true events. In it, I played a Falun Gong practitioner imprisoned for her beliefs, who was tied to an operation table as her vital organs are removed to be sold for a profit. One of the factors that made it difficult to really grasp the magnitude of these crimes is that the victims, Falun Gong practitioners, are still not very well understood. It is a very Chinese thing, if you consider it, is a practice that's reminiscent of Buddhist and Taoist teaching, which is an essential part of Chinese culture. But in 1998, the State Sport Administration estimated that there were 70 million to 100 million practitioners in China, more than the membership of Communist Party. Now, this is a major reason why Falun Gong was targeted by the Communist Party, and such a huge independent group was unprecedented in a communist community, a communist party regime. And so in 1999, July 20th, the Communist Party launched a nationwide campaign against Falun Gong and established an extra legal committee inside the Politburo Standing Committee specifically to eliminate this peaceful group. Its name is the 610 Office. It has unlimited power, answered to no one, and was instructed to use any means necessary to eradicate Falun Gong. So party members were taken to brainwashing classes, so as the students. The military were cleansed of Falun Gong practitioners, and lawyers were forbidden from defending Falun Gong clients. Families were broken apart, and husband and wives were expected to express their firm political stand if their partner persists in Falun Gong. Labor camps were built and new means of brainwashing called transformation were developed. Hundreds of thousands were detained without trial and faced harrowing torture. All this, of course, is a key ingredient to genocide, to dehumanize the targeted population. From that point on, Chinese citizens who practiced Falun Gong were outside the protection of the law. And this explains how organ harvesting could come about.
Pretty good for Miss America. Yeah.
Miss Canada, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely. Quite profound, absolutely. So, you know, what people can do, I feel we can't bomb the railways, roads, we can't go to war with China, otherwise there'll be nothing left of us. I mean, there will be a nuclear holocaust, I guess. So I think the best thing is discernment. There's a really good documentary for your listeners and audience to take a look at. It's free of charge. It's been released by Swoop Films in this lockdown period. It's an 18 award-winning documentary called Hard to Believe, and people can just go and Google it, or actually go to YouTube and take a look at it. It's still on YouTube, but
I can't believe they haven't pulled it down yet. YouTube's getting in.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah.
I know. And then they can also go to stoporganharvesting.org and sign a petition there, as well as to learn the Falun Gong exercises, because these exercises, especially in this time of incredible stress and anxiety, really help the body and the mind alleviate that stress. I highly recommend those exercises, and they're free of charge as well. And to just learn about the practice, and it's been an honorary award-winning practice around the world, and it's nothing religious, it's nothing cultish, it doesn't affect your faith in God or in your own belief in any way, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or Catholic, or even atheist. It really enhances the body's health to an incredible degree, and that's why they've been killed for their organs and demonized as some cult in order to make a fortune off these practitioners. And so you can go to falluninfo.net. I think, Erin, you have all the links I sent you at the website, and I'll be sure sending you the videos as well so people can take a look at it. But I'm just grateful that I could come on your show and share it to your audience, because I don't do this for no profit. I'm aligned with no one. I come from a Jewish family. I'm a normal man. I mean, I've practiced the Falun Gong exercises. I've read all the literature. There's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing evil, nothing sinister, nothing forceful or cultish in my view. As you've heard, Edward McMillan Scott, the former vice president of the European Union, three times running. Wendy Rogers, who is a professor in psychology in Australia, and ethics. There's absolutely no characteristics of some kind of satanic cult, but the Chinese Communist Party demonized it, as they are demonizing the Trump supporters as some kind of terroristic group, which is absolutely not right. But this is leading to mass genocide. This leads to mass genocide, scapegoating and alienating and demonizing innocent people.
And so, I don't know if people really, since we haven't had this kind of, you know, massive demonization in our country before, I'm not sure people necessarily realize what they're looking at. And, you know, the worst thing that can happen is, I think what's happened over the past, you know, couple of years, people have gotten quiet. You know, they decided to just, like, stay out of the limelight.
Well, they're staying out. But then the other side of that, too, is they're erasing history. Like, a lot
yes.
of this never happened.
Yep.
So let's just repeat it.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, everybody who shoots somebody is a, you know, is a white supremacist, even if his name is Muhammad Allah Akbar or whatever the heck that guy's name was. I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure he's not a white supremacist. And then, I don't know, I was listening to some I don't know, it was on Coast to Coast Radio the other night, and the guy was talking about guns and gun violence and whatnot, and he said the, apparently the FBI statistics or, you know, CDC and all that, government statistics, 37,000 people are injured by falling. 37,000 people a year in the United States injured by falling.
Well, I think they're killed from falling.
Yeah, but it was like from just falling down. So, you know, we regularly slant things like that and misrepresent. So if we can misrepresent events that actually happened that we have proof of, well, of course we could misrepresent what people might have said or what they might think. That's easy. Oh, my gosh, one more break, and then we will be back. Can't believe it. This has been like the fastest 2 hours ever. I hope it feels like the fastest 2 hours for you, too. So thanks for being with us the whole time, Mitchell. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People, and you can find all this great information at wethepeopleradio.us.
And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams on which I'm dying are the best I ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You are listening to an encore performance of We the People from April 11th of this year.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to find a point on that, though.
Hey, Mitchell, we talked a little bit about this vaccine card. Is there anything in the works over there or even in the European nations as far as a vaccine card?
Absolutely. A vaccine passport, yes. It's disguised as a social credit score. Naomi Wolf actually came out the other day and she was talking about this as well. This vaccine passport bill is nothing but a communist-style social media or social credit score to control, and that's what they want to do. And once they do align and initiate this into law, integrate this into law, that is it. We are then under communist control. So this is the end of the line. I mean, they were going to push this. The UN has already declassified this in 5 stages. This UN 2030 agenda. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact.
And when you say social
credit score,
tell us what that really means.
it's basically, if you disobey the communist-style central committee in any which way or form, you are then going to be punished. So, for example, if you are a bad citizen in the eyes of the central committee, which is the CCP, and everyone that is aligned to it, then you are liable to be punished. You won't be able, you will have a score of, for example, zero compared to those who, to 100. 100 is for compliance. You are a slave. You do whatever the government says.
And how could they punish you?
They will punish you by, they punish you for, because everything's integrated. So you are in the system, all your bank accounts,
right,
all your access to this and that. So they might punish you for not getting a cell phone. You won't, you don't have enough, you don't even, you don't have a higher score, a credit score to eat, to take the bus, to take the train, to go on an airplane.
Because of what, like what you posted on Twitter or what you might have said on Facebook or...
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if it was on Glenn Beck or one of those programs. And they were saying that that's going to be tied into if you want to go get a loan for a house or a car or anything like that, they're going to look at your social credit score. And if it's not high enough, you don't qualify. So basically, unless you have cash in hand, you're going to be locked out of a lot of things in society that they have control over.
Exactly. So, for example, if you do a meme or if you have, for example, this talk show, they will know exactly that you and me and us have talked about the CCP. There will be like algorithmic algorithmic patterns, initiated throughout this system. It's a system of control, basically. And so you'll find out that, you know, you can't withdraw enough money. And why? Because you haven't got enough score to withdraw this kind of money. You can withdraw this amount of money, but if you do step out of line, you'll only be able to withdraw this. Your limited withdrawals, your limited, basically, you will be controlled. Everything will be limited.
And
based
I can hear people thinking, well, great, I don't have a Facebook account, I don't have Twitter, I just won't say anything, it won't affect me. But this also has a huge element of their favorite thing, which is everybody ratting on everybody else, right? Isn't it all about tattling? So I can say, oh, I heard Mitchell, he's a name caller. Gonna have to stock his score there.
And then my family will be affected, and their scores will be affected because I'm the one stirring up.
Right.
Even a meme of Joe Biden. Because these are satanic, rotten people aligned with the Red Dragon, and they're rolling out this in order to control and conquer. And so anybody who does not wear a mask, for example, or insults Joe Biden or does anything that is outside of the requirements and ordinances of the central command is liable for punishment.
Oh my gosh, having a little coffee table book with all the Joe Biden memes of him smelling people, you know, because there's like a million of those. And I thought that would be like the funniest little coffee table book with all the Joe Biden smelling memes.
That'll land you in the gulag.
Bottom line is Bill's never going to be able to win.
Gulag.
Yeah.
Because that is hateful and offensive, and we're triggered, and we're not allowing that. We're not tolerant of that, Aaron.
Right. What was
I
thinking?
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
So we'll have to put you in a re-education center. We'll quarantine you for 2 weeks. We'll put you in a re-education center.
It's not a big deal.
Just have to, no big deal. And you'll just have to watch a couple of... Joe Biden is your hero and your savior, and all praise Joe Biden, yes, the CCP puppet, yes.
We're going to have to start calling him dear leader.
Yes. Yes. Comrade.
Yeah, that too. The K.
Yes.
Well, that is when you're traveling in other countries, are, you know, I would imagine you're fairly, you know, forthcoming with people. Are they just asking you what the heck is going on in the U.S.? Have these people gone insane? Do they think we've gone crazy?
Absolutely. Well, not the American people.
No, but like falling for any of this, like, you know.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm still waiting for the cavalry. I mean, like I said, there was a whole QAnon conspiracy that was coming back to the military. But unfortunately, That hasn't happened. Now it's April. I don't know how much longer this movie set is going to happen, but it seems to me, from my intel, that the Friendlies know full well what is going on. But they, you know, when you talk about legislation and trying to get lawsuits passed, and Mark Lindell coming out with all this information and saying we're gonna move on to a new platform, it's too late for that, ladies and gentlemen. It's too late for that because it's already been installed. I mean, we're literally on the verge of a complete takeover by the CCP, and we're waiting. All us patriots are agonizingly waiting, and I'm sure you guys are too, for something to happen, for these traitors to be arrested. Because, as Ulysses S. Grant once said, there's no Democrats and Republicans anymore. There's only two types of groups: traitors and patriots. And I think we're there. I think, as much as I don't want war, and I don't want civil war or blood on the streets, I think we've come to this period that we have to fight for what is, otherwise we won't have a country. And I think that's what the patriots are really gearing up. There's been immense patience on the Trump supporting sides watching this. I mean, I'm watching from the sidelines. I can't get back into America because right now we're in quarantine. Well, I'm kind of quarantine. The borders have been closed, and God knows what's going to happen next. But I'm amazed that this is going on under the Patriots' noses, and I'm waiting for something to happen. But you know, Trump's calling about 2020 and 2024, and there's not going to be a country left in 6 months, let alone
2024 is looking way, way far away, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, do you see the executive orders? This dementia. No, disrespect to anybody who's got dementia, but this puppet is gangster is putting through. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's insane.
Yeah, and I think if the truth were known, they're not coming from him. They're coming from some other folks that are in that administration, and they give him his walk-in papers every day, and then he goes out and reads off the teleprompter. He's not a leader.
Makes a bunch of mistakes, and they spend the rest of the day explaining what he really meant.
Yeah, yeah. So I personally, I don't see him in office in 6 months. I really don't. He's in such decline that they'll remove him. Because they have a plan.
Don't you guys think it's funny that they said this exact same stuff about Trump, that he was in cognitive decline and that we needed to have him evaluated and all that? And it's like, no, this is what cognitive decline really
this is.
This is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of bizarre.
Well, Bill, we're all white supremacists, okay? Aaron,
well,
you are
there's
a white
that too. Of course, I forgot about that.
And a fascist too. Yes, of course.
And a bunch of other. Aren't we all? What are we? Seditionists? And it's so funny they use so many of these terms that are actually contradictory, but they string them all together like they somehow mean the same thing. I'm like, do you even know what those mean? Yeah. No.
I mean, when they banned Dr. Seuss, I mean, for God's sake. For God's sake.
Yeah, that's what they've got to worry about.
How is that rolled out in Vietnam? Do people even know really who Dr. Seuss is over there, or anybody care?
Not really. I mean, the Vietnamese have been fighting against the Chinese for the longest time, and they know what the CCP is about, but they're very clued in about that. But still, there's a communist specter here that still controls a large group, and it's unfortunate, but yeah. I mean, when I heard about Mr. Potato Head and then Aunt Jemima, and I mean, it's insane.
It was kind of funny. We were at the grocery store, and the guy in line said something about something being a fruity alternative to the lady in line, and I was like, hey, buddy, I don't think you can say fruity alternative anymore. And he kind of looked at me like all surprised, and I started laughing. I'm like, I'm kidding. Kidding.
Yes.
Kidding?
My preferred pronouns is Z and Z. And Aaron, if you do not call me by Z and Z, then you are acting. This is an act of aggression, and you're going to be put in a gulag. I mean, this is what comes out to.
Any emails that I get from bureaucrats that say like he, him, whatever, I write under mine, I, me, my.
I mean, look at Marjorie Taylor. God bless Marjorie Taylor and Ted Cruz and Senator Tom Cotton. I mean, these people are patriots.
But
few and far between. I mean, they've been driven out. I mean, they wanted Marjorie Taylor being banned.
They have certainly upended the apple cart, and I'm sure that's only the beginning.
Wow.
Mitchell, thank you for being on with us. We've got to run away, but good
thank
seeing you.
You.
Yeah, it's good seeing
actually,
you.
Today
for
was fun being able to actually look at you while we were talking.
It's, It's a pleasure. God bless you guys.
Do it again.
Stay strong. Absolutely.
Be safe.
Absolutely. You too. Take care.
For real. Not the stupid virus safe. The other one.
Absolutely. Watch out. We'll get them.
Very good.